Hello, welcome, and thank you for downloading the Missouri Review podcast. We're broadcasting from the University of Missouri campus in sunny Columbia, Missouri, home of the Missouri Review, the quarterly that brings you the best contemporary literature in fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Every week, we'll be featuring a wide range of stories, poems, essays, and interviews from authors featured in both our print and online editions. On today's podcast, we continue our series honoring the winners and runners-up of our 2012 audio contest. Today's podcast features Chloe Hanum, who was our winner in the poetry category. Chloe Hanum was born in Santa Monica, California, and was raised in Auckland, New Zealand. Her poems have appeared in the Paris Review, the Southern Review, Orion, and elsewhere. She is the recipient of a Ruth Lilly Fellowship from the Poetry Foundation, an Isabella Gardner Residency Fellowship from the McDowell Colony, and a Tennessee Williams Scholarship from the Suwannee Writers Conference. Chloe completed an MFA at the University of Arkansas and is currently a PhD student at Texas Tech University. Find her online at chloehanum.com.
Spring. Mother tried to take her life. The icicles thawed. The house, a wet coat we couldn't put back on. Still, the garden quickened. The fields were firm. Birds flew from the wood's fingertips. Among the petals and sticks and browning fruit, we sat in the grass and bickered, chained daisies, prayed. All that falls is caught, unless it doesn't stop, like moonlight, which has no pace to speak of, falling through the cedar limbs, falling through the rock. Spring 2. Sister, it is a beautiful afternoon, and I am stuck in an evening of soundless lightning. I want to emulate the roots loosening their white grips to feel sunlight on my knuckles. Almost before my eyes, spring spits daffodils on the lawn. Still, I stand stiffly, remembering Mother, her slim form alone at the end of the garden, the fruit trees newly in bloom, and how I, frightened or jealous of their song, would call and call without a thing to tell her. The Tulip Flame. My sister's painting this, a hill, a lane that winds around the hill in a wide field of tulips with a centered tulip flame. She rolls her brush through gray and adds the rain in tiny flicks, glinting arrows of cold. My sister's painting this, a hill, a lane. Last year our mother died, as was her plan. It's simpler to imagine something could have intervened. The centered tulip flame startles the scene. The surrounding ones are plain pastels, while this one's lit with a crimson fold. My sister's painting this, a hill, a lane of cobblestones, a watery terrain of dripping flowers. Her strokes, elsewhere controlled, flare out and fray around the tulip flame as if it were an accident, a stain, a blaze in the midpoint of a wet field. My sister's painting this, a hill, a lane, a tulip field, and one astounding flame.